So Bilam always had a great sinner for Klal Yisrael, for Moshe. So one of the questions to deal with is, why is this the time that Bilam makes the attempt to completely eradicate Klal Yisrael with the clothes? It's a huge Torah. But it's dafka at this point, Sefer Bamidbar, Chukas, Balak, Pinchas, in that space, do we have this engagement with Bilam HaRasha. Of course, the parashas are connected. Certainly, Chukas Balak are, because there are times, certain years, that we read those parashas together, parashas Mechubaran. But there's a flow from Chukas to Balak, obviously, and then from Balak to Pinchas. This is clear from the fact that the whole Ma'aseh of Pinchas is brought at the end of Parashas Balak. What we have in Parashas Pinchas is just a hemshach of that. So let's try to understand a little bit this flow. Sefer Bamidbar Bechlal, but especially these parashas. Vayar Balak, the Zohar says that this wasn't just a regular seeing. This is a seeing which is a seeing slash hearing. This is a seeing that he looked in Chalaynes of Kishuf and Kisum. This is something very unique, this Vayar Balak. I'll try to understand a little bit more than what the Pasuk seems to offer, that he saw that which he sold it to the Amori. What exactly was Balak watchful of? One of the important other questions in the sugya is the Hasaga and the Nevuah of Bilam, something which even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see, so to speak. Darach Koich HaMiyakov, Kam Sheva B'Yisrael. He saw the awakening of Mashiach Tzidkenu, that's man. Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazaka that the only reference of Behedya Mefurish, which we have in the Torah, to Yimus HaMashiach, is this Pasuk in the parish of Bilam. How could it be that Bilam had such great hasagas? In fact, Chazal say that there are things which Bilam were greater in Nevuah than Moshe Rabbeinu. Hayitachin. And lastly, it's well known from the Sfarim HaKdoshim the relationship between Bilam and Lavan. The way that the Pashtonim say it is that Bilam was the grandson or great-grandson of Lavan. The way the Mekubalim would say it is that Bilam was the Gilgal of Lavan. But one of the lesser known origins of Bilam HaRasha is at the end of Parashas Vayera. And at the end of the Akedah, the Torah tells us of many births which took place in the house of Nachor, the brother of Avram. And one of those was the birth of Kemuel. Chazal say Kemuel is Bilam. I'm not going to explain now why it is that Bilam was born after the Akedah, but who is this Kemuel? Why is he Bilam? So on. And to begin, the most powerful Nivra in the world, globally, aside from a Yid, of course, is the Shemesh. Which is why many Goyim were Nita, they were fooled by the Shemesh to think that it was godly. I mean, after all physical energy comes from the Shemesh. That which goes into the crops and into the ground, which is eaten by the behemoths, and that comes to us, that the life force from the world comes from the Shemesh. Not just that it illuminates the world, which is extremely important, but their properties within the Shemesh. We know many of them today, but it gives life to creation. Therefore, we find in Chazal that Tzadik is Nimshel to the Shemesh. Psukim, Divrei Chazal, but of course the Tzadik of all Tzadikim is Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a special kesher between Moshe and the Shemesh. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Pnei Moshe kipnei Chama, or Pnei Yeshua kipnei Levana. But the face of Moshe that illuminated like the sun. But that means to tell us that the panim, that the pneumius of Moshe was like the Shemesh. There's a very important relationship and connection between Moshe and the Shemesh. And more importantly is the following Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, where the Medrash tells of the deaths of Tzadikim and then the birth and the rise of other Tzadikim, and it's based on the Pasuk of Vizarach HaShemesh Uba HaShemesh. Shlomo HaMelech says that there's a sun which sets and then there's a sun which rises. And the Medrash says, as one of these examples, Achel Hishkiya Shimsho Shal Moshe, that before the sun of Moshe set, Hizriach Shimsho Shal Yehoshua, that the sun of Yeshua began to rise. As it says, these parshias, Vayimah Hashem HaMoshe, Kach Lecha Es Yehoshua Binon. The Moshe is instructed to take Yehoshua. The beginning of the sunrise of Yehoshua, which coincides with the setting of the sun of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you take a look at these parashas, especially parashas Chukas, we find something very interesting. The beginning of Parashas Chukas is the main meriva. It is perhaps the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu, of which it says explicitly in the Torah that he wouldn't be allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. The chait of meriva. Following that, Moshe Rabbeinu tries to get rid of the Magif and Klal Yisrael, and he davens. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, no, sorry, you have to take a staff, put a snake at the top, people will look at it, and they will be healed. Since when does Moshe Rabbeinu need any assistance in his tefillahs to accomplish anything? Moshe Rabbeinu davened that every single makkah should be taken away and he was listened to. How many times, countless times, were the tefillahs of Moshe saved Klal Yisrael throughout the Midbar? But here, Moshe davens, Hashem says to Moshe, I need a school. And then furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu asks to come into Eretz Edom, to at least pass through Eretz Edom, in order to come to Eretz Canaan, and Melech Edom says no. That's immediately after the Chait of Mimriva. How could it be that a person, a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, that all of the malachim and tzrafim, that they all trembled before him, the name of Moshe would send shudders to anybody's spine, that the Melech Edom has the audacity to tell Moshe, not that you can't conquer the land, you can't even pass through the land, to come into Eretz Canaan? How could you say no to Moshe Rabbeinu? Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu, in that small parsha there, Melech Edom, in speaking to Melech Edom, he says, "Vayishlach Malach v'yotzeinu mitzrayim." That Hashem sent the Malach and He took us out of Mitzrayim. So who is the Malach? So Chazal say that Malach is Moshe. So why is Moshe called Malach here? So simply because Moshe was an Anav, and he didn't want to say it himself, so he just said Hashem sent the Malach. But Chazal say no, Moshe is not Malach. Now, is that a testimony to the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? I would think no, because Chazal say Gedolim Tzadikim Malach Esher. So Tzadik is greater than a Malach. So it could be that the fact that Moshe is referred to here as a Malach out of all places is coming to show what we're trying to bring out here is that we're seeing the decline of Moshe Rabbeinu. The sun of Moshe Rabbeinu was setting in these parashas. And that's a very painful thing. And we see that again in Parashas Chukas when it comes to the Shira of Moshe, of Klal Yisrael by the Be'er. Oz Yashir Yisrael doesn't say Moshe's name. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't sing Shira with Klal Yisrael. And Chazal say in the Medrash that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is also not mentioned in that Shira. Because Hashem says, if my beloved Moshe doesn't sing, then I don't participate either. Also, in these parashas, Moshe has to go to fight Og himself. Moshe never took on anybody by himself. Since when did Moshe lay a hands on a Rasha? He didn't do that to Paro. He didn't do that to Amalek. Anytime that there was any type of an engagement, physical engagement, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fight anyone. Here Moshe had to fight Og himself. What we're seeing here from these examples of Meriva, and the fact that Moshe needed the Nachash, the fact that Melech Edom refused Moshe Rabbeinu's request, Og and the Shira and the Malach, all in these parashas, in Chukas, Bifrat, is the Shkia Sacham of Moshe. The son of Moshe Rabbeinu was said. But at the same time, this leads us into Parashas Pinchas, because the two tzaddikim who will be mamshech the derech of Moshe will be Yoshua and Pinchas. Like the Medrash said specifically, Zarech Hashem Shubo Hashemesh, that the son of Moshe sets, and then there's the rise of the son of Yeshua, and that's what we have in Parashas Pinchas. There's Vayakom Pinchas, Pinchas stands up, and we have, of course, the appointment of Yeshua as the very next leader. As the Medrash says, when Moshe was dying, Michael was crying and the Satan was laughing. Until Michael said to the Satan, why are you laughing? Because of the fall of Moshe, there's nothing to laugh about. There is a kima, there is a come with his Talmud Yoshua. As it says, Ki Isha Bachoshech Hashem Yarli. Now let's further this idea. The Shkias Hashemesh of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu suffered a loss. his sun begins to set. And really, without getting into the sugya, we can trace the beginning of the fall of Moshe, the decline of the son of Moshe, back to Parshas Behal Yisra, to when Eldad Umedad said, Moshe Meis Vishur Machas. Ever since those words left the mouths of those Nevi'im, Moshe Meis, that entered the world, we find the steady decline of Moshe. But Al Kopan. Chazal make a drasha about Bilam and Moshe, and the relationship. It says in Pasuk in Parshas Zayis HaBecha, it says, V'lo kam Navi od b'Yisrael od k'Moshe. But there will not be another Moshe b'Yisrael like Moshe. And Chazal make a drasha, b'Yisrael lo kam, abu umus ha'olim kam. Umano Bilam. Who is the Navi who is akin to Moshe Rabbeinu? That's Bilam HaRasha. Now it's very interesting. Lama b'signoin zeh. Why did Chazal express the greatness of Bilam's Nevuah in the place where it describes the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? That there's a keshe between the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of Bilam. But the pshat is like this. Whenever we have a tzaddik, there's always the arch enemy. Not just comics. Everything comes from pnimius. That there's the tzaddik, and then there's the rasha who tries to make a yenika to latch onto the madrigas of the tzaddik. And so if Chazal is saying in the place where you find Moshe, you find Bilam, that means to say that Bilam and Moshe are zeh u'mazeh, or as Chazal would say it, as Rashi brings it, kishezeh noifel zeh kam, kishezeh kam zeh noifel. That when one goes up, the other goes down. It's like a seesaw. So in the place, therefore, of v'lo kam of Moshe, this is how to understand this Chazal. Why in Chazal does the Torah say, v'lo kam b'yisrael oy k'Moshe? Because there's an idea called lo kam Moshe, that Moshe doesn't get up. When there's a v'lo kam Moshe, that means, b'umus ha'olam kam. Bilam lifts up his head. Perhaps this Merumah is in the parasha. It says, Noifel uglu einai. Bilam is a Noifel uglu einai. Perhaps the Ramaz is this. Noifel, when Moshe has an afila, glu einai. That opens up the eyes of Bilam. So what this means by MS is that Bilam himself is not a Navi. And there's a Chazal, a few of them, which are mafurish like that. The Medrash says, Beshar Shahag ben Esau, the Bilam, ben Klai Esau killed Bilam. People were saying, "Masin Sharagnu Navi, how could we have killed such a great Navi like that?" That it says about him, "V'yodia das alyan yatsa baskal." The baskal came out and said, "Koisim haraktim, but look, Navi, you killed a sorcerer. He wasn't a Navi." How do you explain that? Because Bilam himself wasn't a Navi. He was zeichet to these nevuas because there was an afila in the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Since there's this decline of Moshe Rabbeinu, the sun is setting. And the ore is declining. So where does that ore fall to? Into the hands of Bilam. So Mamela Bilam used the koyach of Moshe to be menavah these nevuos. Because Bilam himself is not a Navi. It's in the place of loika Moshe you find the kam of Bilam. That's what it says twice in the parasha. Vayakam Bilam. Vayakam Bilam. Bilam got up because as we see in these parashas, especially in Chukas, the setting of the son of Moshe. But that's why at the end of the parasha we have Vayakam Mitaycha Eda. In the place of Vayakam Bilam, we have Vayakam of Pinchas. Pinchas gets up and he ends the Magefa, which was begun by Bilam. But in the coming parashas, the Torah tells us that who is the one who kills Bilam? It's Pinchas. Pinchas kills Bilam. And in doing so, he did something very great. He restored the aura of Moshe back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then in the place where that Dibor, that Kayach of Nevuah fell, so Pinchas did a Hashavas Aveda, and by killing Bilam, he returned it back to Moshe. So Mamela, the Kayach HaDibor of the Kedusha was restored to its rightful place. And parenthetically, that's why in the beginning of Parashas Matos, the Torah speaks about the Kayach Nedarim, which is the power of the Dibor is restored. But more importantly, in the beginning of Parashas Devarim, really the whole Seder Devarim, Eila Devarim Asher Dibor Moshe. These were very special words, special Navuas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave throughout the entire Sefer Devarim. Where did that come from? It came from what Pinchas did to restore the koyach of the Nevuah by killing Bilam to give it back to Moshe Rabbeinu. He restored the kima of Moshe. And a remnant of that, of course, we know Pinchas is Eliyahu. The Torah says, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Hoyel Moshe Be'er is a Torah says. Hoyel Moshe, Hoyel is Eliyahu, Moshe Be'er. That because of Eliyahu, which is Pinchas, what he did to Bilam, so he restored the kima of Moshe. That's why we have these words, these beautiful words of Sefer Devarim, which are very unique Nevuahs of Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps we can connect this to that which the pasuk says, "Shevel yipol tzadik v'kam." Like it says here, "V'kam, v'kam Yehoshua, v'kam Bilam." But the Shevel yipol tzadik is a reference to Moshe, and specifically because the Medrash in Yaakov Shemoni v'Haschanan tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was choite 7 times. Shisha avonis nimsu b'Moshe. And they are Shlach Naviyat Tishlach, Miyaz Basil Paroi, Le'ashem Shlachani, Ibi Yivar Hashem, Shimon Amorim, Vini Kam Tadachas Avoseichem. So the Medrash lists us the 6 Averis of Moshe. However, Tikkun Zohar says that there was another Chet of Moshe, which surprisingly the Medrash does not count, which is Vidibarat Melasela, which is Mei Meriva. It does say Mei Meriva because it's Shimon HaMayim. It's actually Machlokas Rishonim, but we see now maybe even more than that. But there's a 7th chait, which Tikkun Zohar says, Vidibat Melasel. In which case, we could say, Shevel Yipol Tzadik refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nefila of Moshe. But Vikam, like the Medrash had said, Vikam Al Yidei Yoshua. Nefalti B'Misas Moshe, V'Kamti B'Yoshua. But before there was Kamti B'Yoshua, there's Kamti B'Bilam, V'Yakam Bilam. Of course, as we said, that was taken away because the Pinchas Vayakam Yitarech Oyeh. But Bederech Remez, so Chukas is the 7th parasha in Sefer Bamidbar. That's called Sheva Yipol Tzadik. And Balak is the 8th, no, I'm sorry, Parshas Balak is the 7th parasha in Sefer Bamidbar. That's called Sheva Yipol Tzadik because the Koyech Moshe fell to Bilam. But Vikam is the 8th parasha, which is Pinchas, because Vayakam Yitarech Oyeh, the Kima of Pinchas, restored the Nefil of Moshe. The emes is that there really is no Nefil of Moshe. And although Chazal find Chataim of Moshe, all the Mefreshim are explaining that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come into Eretz Yisrael is Mamash Achoik. It's Bechinas Chukas Haraduma, without getting deeper into the Sugya, which will further connect Chukas to the whole inner which we're speaking about. But the Medrash tells us, B'shah she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zois Chukas HaTorah, that when the words of Zois Chukas HaTorah Paradima left the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach HaShoras asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mipnei Ma Meis Adam HaRishon, why did Adam die? V'heishim and Hashem said, Ashlo Shem HaPekudah, because he didn't keep my mitzvah. V'shalut, and they asked him, Kein Lama Meis Moshe, why did you guys are Misan Moshe? Halo Shem HaPekudah, he kept all your mitzvahs. So, V'heishim, Hashem said, Gzeira Yotzim Elefana, Shenemar Adam Kiyom Asbali. Doesn't say because Moshe was chayt. Moshe doesn't die. The sun of Moshe never really sets. And I ask you, does the sun ever really set? The sun goes up, and then it comes down. Since when does the sun ever take a rest? It looks like the sun is resting. We go to sleep, the sun goes to sleep, right? No. The sun is just what? Going somewhere else. So when it's dark in New York, so it's light in there, it's Yisrael. But does the sun ever rest? The sun never rests. So Mamela, Moshe Rabbeinu never dies. And that's why the Gemara says so in Saita. Yesh oimim loim meis Moshe. Some say that Moshe never died. It says here, Vayamas Sham, and it says there, Vayihi Sham, Im Hashem. So Moshe was working here and he's working there. But listen to the lesson of Chazal very carefully. So Chazal teaches this drasha, Malahalan, oimim umeshamish. Just like over there, he was oimed, umeshamish, afkan, so too here. Meaning in the next world, oimed umeshamish. What do you hear here? Meshamish. Moshe is a shamish. He's Oymen U'Meshamesh. Sham Sham. Wherever Moshe Rabbeinu goes, he's Oymen U'Meshamesh. Just like the Shamesh. So even if there's a Shkia Sacham Shal Moshe, there's not really a Shkia Sacham. Because Moshe is the Midah, the sphere of Netzach. And Netzach means Nitzchias. There's a Nitzchias to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Lameis, like Yaakov Lameis. There's a Nitzchias that Moshe has, like the Shamesh, that the sun never really sets in Moshe. He's still being Poyel, like he was Poyel here too. And that's evident from what it says in his death. It says, Moshe died 120 years, and the very next words of the Pasuk is, Lekasa Eina V'Lehinas Necha. He was just as fresh as he was in his lifetime. I mean, even after he died, he was fresh. Because there's never really the setting of Moshe being a son. No such thing as Shkia Sachama of Moshe. Akapanim, we go back to our questions, which we began with. We said, why now? Why do we have Parshas Bilam now? But the answer is because what we're seeing in these parashas, going back to Baha'u'llah Yisra, but especially in Parshas Chukas, is the setting of the Son of Moshe. But with the setting of the Son of Moshe is where we find the Kam of Bilam. V'loi Kam Moshe, if Moshe doesn't have a Kima, then the Kam Bilam. And that's called Vayar Balak. Vayar Balak doesn't just mean that he saw what B'nai Yisrael did to the Amayri. It's going back on everything which it said in the previous parsha. Vayar Balak means Balak was able to see through his kishuf and through his tuma everything which happened in Parshas Chukas. And he said, I see a decline of Moshe Rabbeinu, but where is the decline? Where are the Eiris of Moshe going? So that's why he went to Balaam. He said, if there's ever a time that we can pounce upon Klai Yisrael, we can do away with Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the time, and it's through Balaam, because that's where the Koyach of Moshe is going. And this explains why Balaam had such great hasagas in Nevuas, which even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. But this isn't the Nevuas of Moshe over, of Balaam over Moshe. This is the Koyach of Moshe's Nevuah, which fell to Balaam. These were Nevuas which were due to Moshe to have. And this, the Kutei Torah, the Arizal speaks this out. And he quotes our pasuk, "V'lo kam o navi k'moshe, avu umas olam kam, amnam Bilam haya ima kama nitzotzin shal kedusha mishorash Moshe." Bilam had nitzotzin of kedusha of Moshe. V'lachin zachal ma'alahu l'asaga. That's why he was zechet to this hasaga. Not because this was Bilam's nevuah, he was a koyse. He was a machashe. But he used the koyches of Moshe, the nevuah of Moshe, to be benave on Moshe b'shef. Not that it belonged to him. It belonged to Moshe. Because Moshe is that Indian. It's a very special Shaykh, as far as Mashiach, but not for now. So this helps us explain, of course, the relationship between Chukas Balak, which is why sometimes they're read as a double parsha. They seem to have no connection. But no, Chukas is the decline of Moshe, and then it falls to the hands of Balak. That's the Chukas Balak. And therefore, Pinchas is Vayakam Pinchas, Vayakam, the come of Yoshua. It's all the setting of the son of Moshe, which never really sets, and the rising of the son of Yoshua. But Derech Remez, Chukas Balak is Gematria Shemesh. Because we're talking about the Shemesh of Moshe. But Chukas Balak Pinchas is Gematria Shevo Yipot Tzadik V'kam. Like we had said. V'loikam V'kam. But this explains Kamua. Why is Bilam Kamua? Because we take a look very careful at the Osios Kamua. Rearranged, it's the letters of Velokam. Because in that place of Velokam of Moshe, that Moshe doesn't have a kima, he has an afila, therefore Vekam is Bilam. So Velokam, Kamuel, that's Bilam. That's Bilam. And so Mamela, since we're talking about Velokam, Navi Obi Yisrael Kamoshe, and that's what Balak saw. Balak saw the Velokam of Moshe, and immediately he went to Bilam, Vekam Bilam. So Memela, Vayar Balak ben Tzipor is called a skull, is Gematria Veloy Kam Navi Oyd Yisrael Kamash. Just in conclusion, you know, the cycle of the year is one where sometimes the nights are shorter and the day is bigger, or sometimes the opposite, that the days are shorter and the nights are longer. And that's a cycle which goes around through the year. Comes around, goes around. So we know that since Hanukkah, and really by lighting the lights of Hanukkah, it was like the Tekef HaChoshech, that the nights were very long and the day was very short. But from Hanukkah, already it starts to go in the opposite direction, and the days are getting longer and the nights are getting short. But already at this time of the year, a little bit after Shavuos, which is like the climax of the Kedusha, already, as you can see from the Shabbos, that's how we know. Right? Shabbos is now are getting shorter. Because the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer. And that's going to continue into the winter. But when was the shift? Which parsha was that shift? That the days started to decline and to become more mitzumtzum. That was Parshas Chukas. Because Chukas is that shift. Metami t'horim, or metami t'meyim, metari t'meyim. Meaning, when does everything turn around? When does that Chukas parah take place? That takes place Parshas Chukas. Because that's the setting of the son of Moshe. The setting of the son of Moshe means that the sun is getting shorter, the nights are getting longer. But that's that shift. And Mamel, of course, is Dak Bereis Bar Amma, that the world and its events and the whole, all the laws of the Chukim and Spirits go along with the Zoyes Chukas HaTayah as well. Shkoyach.